Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Man, we back on the clock, so don't get cutesy. Dow lead the station a lot. We got the sports talk and the drama to make sure the T-clock. WQAM is the Avengers with no weak spot. From Joe Rose, Woody Bo, Omar and more. Tobin and Leroy giving gooses galore, yeah. For 2 to 6 is reserved for 3 legends. The captains of America, not no Chris Evans. From Spritz to McRibs and calling out game scores. Hot man, crowd of Solana. Get ready for some more.
Throw up those fours for the 4 o'clock hour. Thank you, Georgie. Georgie Music. I just sent you guys a tweet from the Dolphins. Dolphins have completed an interview with Jeff Hafley for their head coach position. He's the defensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers, so you would assume there's probably some sort of in on that.
We just dating everybody. You can't date everybody.
Well, sometimes you really got to throw the Kavorka out there if you want to go home with someone.
It's like the Bachelorette. It's like the Bachelorette. She's making out with 22 dudes on the first night.
Yeah. And you go, this is a bad idea, but she's just looking for love.
Bachelorette.
Yeah.
So now, aren't you engaged? I will let you know. That's not how it goes.
That's exactly what you watch when you're engaged.
What are you talking about?
Because women love The Bachelorette.
I haven't missed an episode of The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelorette in Paradise since 2004.
What about The Golden Bachelor, them old people kissing on
each
other?
Oh, yeah, I got to watch that one.
That one creeped me out a little bit, yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Understood.
Very sexy.
4 o'clock hour. We'll do 50 minutes of heat in a second. Crowder cashed his Bam Adebayo over tickets yesterday. Oh. That was a
and I bet before the game over 230. I forgot to send y'all the screenshot. I hit him in the head yesterday.
He did hit him in the head yesterday. Yeah. Bam had the bounce back game that we questioned. Is he the guy who shrivels up after the 6-point performance, or does he come back strong? Dude was knocking down threes like he was Trae Young. I say Trae Young just because I saw a push notification. His debut has been delayed, sidelined through February's All-Star break as he deals with MCL and quad injuries.
Yeah, that won't backfire on Washington. No chance.
It's going to backfire.
How about the Anthony Davis thing, too? So weird. Hey,
what happened?
Two notes that I wanted to mention. They announced Jim Larrañaga is usually on with us on Wednesdays. I told you at the beginning of the show he's unavailable today. He's going to join us tomorrow. The University of Miami men's basketball team has announced Coach L Knight this coming Tuesday. So Monday night, you got national championship football. Tuesday night, they are going to honor Coach L at the Watsco Center. FSU is in town. Now, how great would it be if we can walk in there, if Mario Cristobal can make an appearance at that game after just having won a national championship,
celebrating
in front of FSU? I mean, if all goes well Monday night, we could have a great Tuesday night at the Watsco Center.
Good call.
But me, Crowder, Solana, Jimmy, we are going to be there
at the Watsco Center.
Tuesday night, the night after Monday, Tuesday night the 20th. You've got a West Coast game, so you'll come early.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'm just saying, man, I hope the Canes win. From the standpoint of the vibes in there could literally be unbelievable on Tuesday for Coach L.
Or we just start focusing on basketball.
Yeah.
But I think Crowder's disconnected. He has a choppy internet feed there from New York, so we'll let him.
It's choppy now?
It's just your video. Your audio sounds okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
I don't like it.
Tuesday night, we will be, well, imagine what we like. We're looking at you with your eyes closed and some weird look on your face. Oh, you're back. All right, you're moving again. Well, we're going to go. We're going to go Tuesday night, Watsco Center, January 20th. They are honoring Coach L. Now, our other favorite basketball coach, Katie Meyer, who also left her position around the same time that Jim Larrañaga did, I think maybe one season prior.
No, it was the same.
Same year?
Same
was it
year.
The end of
coach
the year?
Coach L just did.
In the middle of the season.
Half a year more. Yeah.
So the women's basketball team is going to honor Katie Meyer with a banner. And that's going to be Thursday, January 29th against Duke. And we're going to go to that game as well. I texted her this morning and I said, would you like us there? And she said, I would love you guys there. I asked her if she would want We Are the World to play. We always played that for her when she comes on with us. If she would want We Are the World play when they raise the banner. She'll think about that one. But two great honors. Katie Meyer will be honored by Canes women's basketball Thursday, January 29th at the Watsco Center. And Coach Larrañaga will be honored Tuesday, January 20th against FSU at the Watsco Center. So very excited for two of our friends of the program. 15 minutes of heat, not that we didn't just delve into it, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Bam impressed last night. He did. He came out like on a man with a mission, and he impressed, and they won. It got a little dicey at the end. So the takeaway, I didn't hear any of the postgame, Solana. The takeaway from Spo last night was?
He thought Bam, you know, really really needed that game.
Rose to the occasion.
Spo entered the game. Like, this one matters, you know. So they really wanted to win that game. I was telling you earlier, Hawk and Crowder, to me yesterday, I wasn't too concerned. As you guys know, I've been kind of caping up for Bam. I wasn't too concerned. I figured Bam would snap out of this at some point. To me, I was more concerned, can Tyler and Norm figure this damn thing out already? And I'm not saying they have, but I was telling you earlier, yesterday, you saw a vision. You got a baseline of what it can look like. Norm with 27, Tyler with 23, Bam played big minutes and obviously scored a bunch. That was huge, but that's what you need. Your three best players, finally, in a game this season, only their sixth opportunity to play together all year, look like the three best players on the team. And if you're going to be the best version of yourself, if they actually think that they can contend with this roster, I don't think they do. I think the front office has different ideas, but either way, like, you need this to continue. So Phoenix is a really good team. They have the second best record in the West since December, and they had the top five defense. That was a legit good team you beat yesterday. It really was.
Yeah. Yeah, and I actually watched the whole game because I was talking so bad about Bam that I was hate watching till he hit my over. Then I was just saying score as much as you can. But the track meet, I don't think it's sustainable, Solana. What you're saying with Norm and how Tyler and Bam getting 20-plus, like, it's crazy to think I have to win every game 127 to 121 and stuff like that. Like, it just looked crazy. There was a period, it was a minute of game time, and there were 10-point score because I had the over 230. So I'm just wanting points to be scored. and I'm excited what's going on, but they just layup. And I was like, I'm going to hit my over, but this is not the basketball I'm used to watching.
Crowder talking bad about Bam? No way.
Listen, you said, how does Bam go, whatever, and be games without scoring 20 points? Be Bam Adebayo. Bam being himself is going to make him not score 20 points.
Deflected by Bam. Took it away from Williams. Bam by himself. Get up and throw down. Timeout. Suns. The captain has 18 after his third rip of the night.
He is a 16-point guy.
To win. He'll drive it down, put it up, miss it. Bam does not. The captain has 20.
I said he's going to do exactly what Bam does, and he's going to get in the high teens.
Head down, right into Allen. Pauses at the dots. Back to Bam. Another three, another bank. Bam is locked in. All the way in. From D.
You said, how does Bam go, whatever, in the games without scoring 20 points? Be Bam Adebayo.
Ding dong. The streak is dead. 127-121, the final, led by Bam Adebayo's 29-9.
Yeah, it's funny that we had the show yesterday where we talked about Bam scoring 6 points and being unable to score a lot. Last night, he surpassed Alonzo Mourning and became the second leading scorer in Miami Heat history, which is just funny that it happened the day after, the night of, actually, that we were talking about his lack of scoring. But he is now the second leading scorer in Heat history, only behind D-Wade.
Big night, 29 points. Cash my bet. He played great. Still puts him at 16.8 points this season per game.
We need more games like that. That was the game, you know, I watched that game, Solana, and I'm like, that's what Crowder's talking about. And I know you say he's not a scorer, but you watch that and you go, man, could he be that guy if he had that? Because that guy is a perennial all-star. That guy takes over a game when a game needs to be taken over. Like, you saw what Crowder is earnestly looking for from Bam Adebayo.
Begging for the hell with the three-pointers, because Khalil Ware was hitting threes last night. There was a three-series time where Bam got the ball, backed the dude down, and hit a little floater. They came back down the court. He got the ball, faced the dude up, and hit a little mid-range, and I was like, 4 points in 30 seconds. I want a 4 points in 30 seconds guy to be my one. That's what I want. Have the PERs and the plus minuses, I understand it matters, Solana. 4 points in 30 seconds. Can Bam give me that a couple times a game?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
you chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
If he could give you those games...
There's no denying... They were 4-7 over the last 11 where he was playing like garbage.
Yeah.
He was. I mean, offensively, he was playing like garbage. I know defensively he wasn't. And yesterday, in a clutch game that got away from them against a really good team, when he came up, stepped up, hit big shots,
yep.
They won the game. So, yep. Yeah, like, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah. I there's a middle ground between what you preach with Bam and what Crowder preaches with Bam.
Well, what Crowder preaches is that he's trash, and I think that's a really bad way to evaluate the best player on the Miami Heat because he's not a team.
But that was coming off a 6-point game.
He called him a Toyota Tercel
player. I want my best player to never have a single digit scoring night.
Yeah,
that's fair.
All right, let's do headlines because Zach Gelb is going to join us this hour. His new time slot on Wednesday's headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Just looking here to see if there's any update on the Miami Dolphins. We found out 10th coach that they're going to be interviewing Anthony Campanelli, a former face here, but I don't see any more recent stuff. Do you, Hawk?
No, just that they finished that interview with the Green Bay DC.
What ended up happening with Anthony Davis, just because you mentioned it really quickly there, I'm really confused. So ESPN Shams got a report wrong?
I guess. It looked like, I think what happened was the first surgical opinion that Anthony Davis got was that he needed surgery. And I think what happened was that information was fed, whether it was via the team or whatever channels, to these NBA insiders. But since then, Anthony Davis seems to have gotten a second opinion where surgery isn't necessary. That seems to me where the disconnect was. I don't think he's saying, I'm playing anytime soon. I don't think he's saying that he's playing or not going to be traded from Dallas. I think he was pointing out that he's not in need of surgery. But that's what the second opinion told. That's how I'm parsing everything.
And I'll tell you about second opinions. It's like in the CBAs that you can go outside of the facility to get an opinion. And that's what a lot of guys do because the team wants you to play as fast as possible. You want to protect your career and your body. But it's I don't know what Anthony Davis – I want him to be as healthy as he possibly can – but this, it can also be a strategic move because I'll tell you, if you MRI everybody's knees in the NBA or NFL, there's something that you could do surgery on and there's something that you could let go. And you just have to want to figure out how deep you want to go into this procedure.
I don't know. We're going to have clarity on Anthony Davis for a while because I think Dallas would be thrilled to move him if they could. But I don't know what's going on there.
See LeBron last night, the numbers he's been putting up since he turned whatever 45, whatever he is now.
Since he put the patch on.
Correct. Hey, Dante Moore is staying at Oregon.
I saw that.
For another year. Now, Travis Hunter, a year ago, he's a number 2 overall pick. Travis Hunter made $46.65 million guaranteed with the Jaguars taking him with the second overall pick. There's no guarantee Dante Moore was going second overall, but people expect him to be the second quarterback off the board. If he went to the NFL this year, he's going to stay at Oregon.
But it's like for $6 million, $6.5 million, somewhere in that vicinity?
I'm sure. I didn't see the numbers, I'm sure. But still, I mean, he's leaving a lot of money on the table if he ended up going top five. The Miami Heat are going to play Boston tomorrow. And I mentioned to you guys, the Panthers don't play until the end of the week. Canes Hoops, did you see the video that they posted? The Notre Dame visiting locker rooms. It looks like a movie out of 1944.
No.
What a, it's a high school movie. It's Grease. They're in the Grease locker
really?
Rooms from 1950.
Kane's social media?
On Kane's hoops. Wait, what the hell's going on? Notre Dame, the pride of college football?
I bet the home locker rooms are just fine.
I mean, it's embarrassing. It's like those little blue lockers.
Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah, those are the little blue lockers.
The little blue lockers, but
adorable.
Even the locker room, it looks like it hasn't been updated. It's like wooden benches.
Yeah,
hasn't been updated since 1944.
That's adorable. Almost looks like there's laundry machines in there.
Great. I couldn't believe that. Like the Hurricanes, big win. They come back to celebrate, and it's the YMCA locker room in Kendall that hasn't been refurbished since it was built in 1972. I mean, honestly, it's insane.
Funny.
All right, Hawk, your weather in South Florida, it is partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows, they're going to drop into, Adam Thielen's retiring.
We knew that before the season. Remember when he requested that trade at the end of the season? Where'd he go? Back to Minnesota or?
No, Carolina.
Carolina.
And they ended up leaving him.
But it was his final season. That was
I got to find another white wide receiver to draft in fantasy.
Steve Largent.
Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the upper 50s, low 60s. Cold tomorrow. That's your weather.
Tomorrow night.
But cold tomorrow as
and
well.
And then Friday. Friday, look out. Hopefully you have a fleece blanket. What are you going to wear to Radio Row?
Oof. I was just hoping to cuddle up with you.
Yeah. Well, I will be cuddle worthy because I have an overcoat. I got Uggs. Do guys wear Uggs?
Overcoat. Hey, where is Radio Row? Where are we doing this from?
I think the convention center, no?
At the beach?
Yeah.
Jimmy, you want to go?
Instead of you?
Yeah. Sure. I'll hang out back
I'll
here.
Go.
All right. You cuddle up with me, Jimmy. Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little solcito, although don't go on Friday. Yeah, freeze your patooties off. Dance the day away with a little salsita, and when you want a low price, you know you always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. Take advantage of a Pricito now on all your favorite new Hyundai models like a Tucson, Elantra, Santa Fe, Ioniq, Palisade, and more, all with owner assurance, America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles, and Hyundai complimentary maintenance. Don't miss your chance to save on a new Hyundai with easy financing, fast service, and the best value for your money because you always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Ain't no way Solana got a degree.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bam, 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 bam. I feel I've got to get away. I've got to run away. La ba bee dee 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 dee. Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is the host of the Zach Gelb Show weekdays on 365 Sports. And he's also the studio host for the NFL and college basketball on Compass Media Networks. And he joins us every Wednesday in his new time slot, which is right now, 4:29. He's going to join us at 4:29 every week. Crowder is in New York. Sounds like he has an extremely loud microphone. Oh, yeah, you're in New York, aren't you, Gelb?
Where are you? Next to Industry Kitchen Crowder this time?
No, we're in the hood this time. Lower East Side of Manhattan.
That's not the hood.
Very loud, isn't it? Isn't he extremely loud?
Yeah. Very loud.
I was telling Jimmy more than you.
Can I have one change for this new segment in this new time?
Sure.
Could we just make it 4:20 so I could light one up with you guys right after I'm done working for the day?
What are we doing here? We're doing shock jock smoking weed and, radio.
And he's wearing a Patriots hat for his first appearance in his new time slot for a Miami show.
And a Nebraska shirt. I mean, what are we doing here, guys?
I interviewed Drew Bledsoe today. I'm a Patriot fan. And we had Matt Rule on, who actually mentioned Channing in the conversation out of nowhere. Talked about an interview he did with The Pivot. Yeah, or someone did some interview with The Pivot. I don't think it was Matt, but.
Hey.
It was a Mike Tomlin interview, I think. You guys interviewed Tomlin?
Yeah, we had Tomlin on like three times. That's my homeboy.
Yeah.
All right. Do we think Miami is going to beat Indiana? I just saw the line has moved to 8.5 on the Hard Rock app. Now, it was 7.5 earlier in the week. It's 8.5 now. Do you think Miami's going to beat Indiana on Monday night, Gelby?
I would take Indiana in the game, but I was also the same jackass that took Ole Miss to take care of business up against Miami. So it just comes down to, for me, with how dominant Cignetti and Mendoza have been this year, and they haven't lost the game, and the way that they smothered Alabama and then followed it up with a bigger ass kicking up against Oregon, I am not going to pick against Indiana. But, man, that's a big point spread. With how talented Miami is, and how well-rounded Miami is in the physicality that they play. 8.5, you said, Hawk, it's now up to?
8.5.
Yeah, that seems like a lot, which usually the way that this works in the way that I bet. Not, and I know people are going to, you know, that's not how it works. What are you, an idiot, a moron, and a dope? The answer is yes. But I think that's Vegas is begging you to plus the point. So if I had to place a bet, I would lay the 8.5 points. Wow.
But to that point, I don't try to swing gamblers' thought processes, but everyone we talk to says Miami is more talented. They're bigger by far. You can just look at the numbers. They're bigger. They're faster. They have more athletes. They're stronger, obviously, because they're bigger and faster. But everybody's looking at Indiana, and I heard like on First Take or something, they were talking about, well, the discipline of Indiana and all that stuff. The more talented team wins games, and you're laying 8.5 with a less talented team.
Well, I wouldn't bet the game, but if I had to bet the game, I would lay the 8.5. But you know this, Channing. You've seen teams that have been more talented than another team, and the other team just finds a way to win because they have this elite team chemistry where everyone's firing and clicking on all cylinders. Like, I've seen the Patriots go up against teams that are more talented than them, and then the Patriots find a way to win games. Like, look, the Dolphins had Tyreek Hill, Devon Achane, Jaylen Waddle. There's been years where I've been on this show. You go, look how talented this team is. They should be able to win this amount of games. And what happens? So just because you have more talent and you have bigger names doesn't mean that you're actually gonna win. And I would say, even though Beck was incredible on that last drive up against Ole Miss and the touchdown put the cherry on top of the sundae, Mendoza is the better quarterback in this game coming up on Monday night.
Yeah, I don't know about that. And Gelb, aren't you gonna feel silly? I'm not just saying you. I think in general. Take the context away from this game for a second, and I tell you, a team that just beat Ohio State, that beat Ole Miss, and that beat Texas A&M on the road, that held them to 3 points, has a home game in the national title, and their offensive line outweighs the opponent's defensive line by like 60 pounds. Just with that context,
no
you'd
brainer.
Say,
no brainer.
They're getting 8.5. I'm putting my mortgage on
it. It's a wildly disrespectful spread. I'm not saying you're wrong in that, but here's what I'm going to ask. I understand the game is in South Florida. Those Indiana fans, they're like cockroaches right now.
What are we talking about?
No, but I'm being serious. What do you? I'm asking you guys. I know I'm on the Miami show, so it's going to be Miami this, Miami that. Channing Crowder talked crap all throughout the year on that Carson Beck. Now he's a sycophant for Carson Beck. See, I won Hawk over right there.
Right.
I know how to play
both
sides of this.
Yeah, he's right.
What do you think that stadium breakdown is going to be?
60-40.
Miami?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that I know that they're playing to the home crowd. It would not shock me if there's more Indiana fans.
Oh,
no way.
What are you talking about?
Indiana fans, how are they going to afford $15,000 tickets? At least here in Miami, you know, we go, we sell the white powder at the back of the bar.
Have you heard of the business school at Indiana and the money that they have?
Never.
Have you heard about that?
I keep hearing about this, you know, unbelievable alumni network.
No, there's going to be, I believe, 40% of the tickets are given to the Hurricanes, 40% of the ticket, because it's supposed to be a neutral site. So that's the way that it's broken up before the season even starts. The conference of one representation is going to get 40% of the tickets.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
school going to get 40. So Indiana's going to have a claim to 40,000 tickets. They can distribute however they want and sell however they want. And then there's that additional 20% that I think is coming from Miami.
Now, the other thing I will just say, I've been to a game where the home team or the team's playing in their backyard. I know it's different because they moved. But I think, Channing, you were at that Super Bowl too. Rams-Bengals? It's not like the Rams fan made some incredible difference at SoFi Stadium. They won the game because Aaron Donald beat the snot out of the Bengals offensive
Very
line.
Very apathetic fan base, though, L.A.
I don't think it's fan-based, though. I think it's on the field. To your point, yes, Mendoza's the Heisman Trophy
winner. So you're
winner.
All picking Miami.
Mendoza is better than Carson Beck, but there are 21 other starters, and I think Miami wins 20 of those matchups, if you look at it. That's why it's crazy to me.
It's fair. I think the spread is wildly disrespectful. But doesn't Vegas have to know something?
They don't make these up out of the blue. They're usually
Crowder,
pretty well dialed in.
Like, so we're all sitting here and we go, I can't believe it's an 8.5-point spread. That was my analysis. My analysis was Vegas is begging me to plus the 8.5 points. I have lost too many times before in gambling where now I'm starting to get the hang of it. No one's going to be – I'm not going to sit and be like, oh, this is a lock. You know, I'll put my mortgage on it.
I've got a system. I've got a full-on system.
Oh, he has no system.
Yeah, no, I got
but
a system.
But laying the point seems like the smart bet here. It does.
Half this team was playing for JMU a year ago. Literally, half the Indiana team – They weren't even
Cignetti
good enough.
Effect.
They weren't even good enough to play.
And the
at a
Big
power
Ten is better than the ACC, and they're undefeated in the Big Ten.
Really? Because
I'm so
Miami.
Scared.
Oh, I
Miami,
don't know if you saw Miami, Ohio State. I mean,
Miami's
1-0. I don't know if that one slipped by you or not, Kel.
I'm so scared. because are we just homers? Because. Gelby's trying to tell us,
you
like,
can't
hey,
tell, no, no, Homer's nonsense. You can't tell me a team. Solana just said it. goes to College Station, beats Texas A&M, then beats Ohio State, maybe the most talented team.
Manhandles them.
And okay. Then beats Ole Miss.
I don't know
if you saw, Lane Kiffin was kind of in demand because of what he did with Ole Miss, and they disposed of that team as well. I don't think we're being homers at all.
Can you guys do me a favor here? Indiana blew out Alabama. Indiana blew out Oregon.
That one made me scared.
Your games were close.
The Oregon game made me a little scared.
As you walked into College Station and won that game, you just could have as easily lost it. That was a sloppy game.
But Gelb,
I hate poo-pooing and raining on the parade here. And I would want Miami to win the game. I have no issue if Miami wins the game. It's a really fun story. The U would be back. It would be awesome. We wouldn't have to joke about that anymore. But it would also be fun for – I'm not going to put Jimmy in here because I don't want to knock Jimmy down on this. I like Jimmy. Jimmy hasn't said anything. But you three Stu nods are like Miami, Miami, Miami. If we're talking next Wednesday and Miami loses, I would like to see what the spin is.
I don't understand here, though, because he's talking about teams Indiana beat. And I hear Oregon from the Big Ten.
Yes.
And I hear Alabama from the SEC.
Yeah.
And those are two conferences that Miami is undefeated against this year.
Just has no problem with those conference teams. So I'm not understanding. You're on thin ice for next Wednesday. Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about what's going to happen next Wednesday. Let's see if you make it through this Wednesday. How do you like them apples with your Patriots hat on?
That's fine. I would like to see you three bozos find something else to fill for 20 minutes. Go ahead.
Do you believe in the Patriots, by the way?
Eat your avocado toast with freaking Stugatz, all right? And shove it up your keister.
I love non-network Gelb. Yeah. Non-network Gelb is my favorite type of Gelb.
You know what? It's so fun.
I bet.
The last 3 days I've been able to curse here and there. I almost cursed here and I forgot that we were on the radio. It's been fun.
It's like villain arc.
What do you think of the NFL playoffs? I thought the wild card weekend was phenomenal. You're wearing the Patriots hat. Are you buying them?
I still think the Bills are going to the Super Bowl. That's objectivity there, Solana. Maybe you could learn a thing or two of that when you do those Heat broadcasts. But anyway, I still think the Bills are going to the – I'm on fire.
Guy is just
taking
swing. He doesn't even care if he's connecting. He's just swinging.
Take your swing.
The toughest guy to fight against. He's just taking swing.
They should have me give the speech to Miami on Monday night. I get those guys. Put me in front of that team. I'll get that team going. It would be sensational. We'll beat Indiana by 10 points, you know. We'll reverse cover the spread. But anyway, I think the Patriots have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. I do. Mike Vrabel's a great coach. Drake May is a heck of a quarterback. And Milton Williams was the best player on the field between the Patriots and the Chargers. It just feels like this should be Josh Allen's year. But they've had a lot of games where they look sloppy, they look slow, and they end up losing it. I do think we're on that collision course, even though Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson are two heck of a players and the Patriots offense line could have some problems. I think Drake May's going to outplay C.J. Stroud and it'll be Patriot Bills next week at Foxborough for a trip to the to the Super Bowl.
What about the other side? Everybody keeps asking me, Gelb. I'm still with the Rams. I'm still with McVay. I'm still with
over
Stafford.
Over the Bears in Chicago.
Where's Hawk from, by the way?
No,
but
that's
the hell with the beans. Let them stand in front of their mirror beam. Whatever they want to do,
everybody's fighting with each other. Why is everyone at each other's throat?
The bean is overrated, by the way.
Oh,
I went to Chicago.
Oh, what do they have in
Chicago?
What do they have in New England?
This summer.
Faneuil Hall.
A great city.
Oh,
it's
Faneuil
city,
Hall in New England.
The bean.
I'm telling you, I'll punch you right in the face the next time I see you.
I have to hear Solana say Katz's Deli is overrated. I say the bean is overrated, and it's all hell breaks loose.
The bean.
But you want to talk about disrespectful lines. The Bears, 4-point dogs at home in the cold Soldier Field to the Rams.
So that's the best point that you made. That's the best point that you made because I was at Rams-Eagles last year. And if that game wasn't in the snow, and I know that's a lame excuse, the Rams probably do win that game.
Yeah.
So I am curious to see if it is bad weather, at least it's going to be cold, how the Rams are going to respond to that and if they could get over those demons that they had last year. Before the postseason started, I said Bills and Rams. I can't wait for this Seahawks 49ers game because the big question is Sam Darnold. Is he going to start to see the ghost? Is he going to start to get mono again? You know, are those things going to happen? And then with the Niners, they keep on losing guys left and right. and you still have Purdy and McCaffrey standing after losing Kittle, and they walk into Philly. I get it. A.J. Brown is a malcontent. The offensive coordinator, Kevin Petula, doesn't know the difference between his elbow and his ass, and Jalen Hurts just wanted to get on out of there. But that was a heck of a performance by the 49ers. So Seahawks, 49ers, I can't wait for that one.
Gilby, have you ever had mono?
No, I have not.
I don't know.
He believes all white people have had mono.
All white people have mono.
Yeah, no, I never got mono. When I was a pledge in my fraternity, I was like, oh, please, whatever girl I make out with, please get me mono so I could be out of pledging.
Because admittedly, white people, we love kissing. We do. We love kissing, and it is the kissing disease.
A little overrated, if I'm being honest.
You were never diagnosed with mono, but you've had mono. Your body just fought it well.
I do have a strong immune system, people. You know, you cut me open, just toughness oozes out of me.
I'm not so certain about that. Are you surprised at the interest Mike McDaniel has generated across the league as a coaching candidate?
You guys are gonna think I'm an a-hole here, because I have come on this show for the last 2-3 years and I have said Mike McDaniel want no part of him.
If you tell me you think he's gonna be the next great head coach.
Nope. I do not think he should be a head coach again yet. I think teams should pass on him this cycle, and he should go to Philadelphia. You put him with Jalen Hurts. You put him with Saquon Barkley.
You can't put him on the same coaching staff as Vic Fangio. They hate each other.
I understand it. I understand it. But bygones be bygones, right? Vic, you're the defense. McDaniel, the offense. Don't talk to one another and blame it on everybody else that you were associated with. But you also have the two wide receivers there, Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. I know it wasn't always pretty, but Tyreek Hill is a lot worse than A.J. Brown. And if Mike McDaniel, I'm going to put up Solana's favorite post, like all-time great Miami Dolphins moments, if he could put up with Devon Achane, Tyreek Hill, and Tua Tagovailoa 70 points against the Broncos, what could he do with the talent that they have in Philadelphia? I would say Mike McDaniel should be the next offensive coordinator of the Eagles, and if it's not the Eagles, then the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, a lot of people say the Lions, but you don't think he'll be a head coach, or should be?
Who hires him? Like
Cleveland?
Atlanta can't hire him.
Cleveland although, Tennessee.
You know,
Cleveland.
Yeah,
he
coached
don't
there.
Don't they want to get away from the clown show?
No,
I understand.
He coached there, and he has a history there, and they interviewed him. So I mean, it's a possibility, and he's good at interviews. Clearly. Unless he's in front of a podium and media members, but behind the scenes.
Well, is he good at interviews? He passed one interview with Stephen Ross.
He's batting 1,000.
Who do you guys think will be the next coach of the Dolphins, if you had to guess today? Because Harbaugh's going either the Giants or the Falcons.
I'm starting to think Stefanski.
That'd be a good hire. Two-time Coach of the Year award winner in Cleveland.
I think somebody that we've never heard of and don't even know what he looks like.
Okay, so some basic white guy is what you're saying?
Like the guy they interviewed today.
The
Green Bay DC.
Halfley,
the former head football coach at Boston College?
Yeah, where
somebody
he had a
like that.
Losing
Halfley.
Record at Boston
it's gonna,
College.
It's going to be a guy that you Google and put Wiki after his name when you Google him.
It does feel like whoever this coach is, it's probably like 2 years and then he's let go. Because if you don't have a quarterback, you just – like if I'm Stefanski, you never had quarterback stability in Cleveland. Why, like, you can't get a better job than the Dolphins? Like, I would rather take the risk if you could go get the job in Atlanta and just hope that Michael Penix Jr.'s leg doesn't explode any more times.
Or Vegas, right? Because you have the number one overall pick at
Mendoza.
Least. So you have at least you have your pick. Yeah, I don't know, Gelb. Like, is the Dolphins job attractive?
It's not attractive, is it?
Well, here's the thing that stinks. Like, you guys have been through some bad football. And since you won games towards the end of the season, you move yourself down the draft board. If I'm going to be I hate to just be average. I hate to just be in the middle or slightly below the middle. I either want to be great or I'm in the penthouse, or I want to be kicking it at the Motel 6, because then at least you could only go – you could get a big draft pick and you could try to help this team.
Gelb, I tried to bench Tua halfway through the win streak and Hawk threatened to fire me on the air. So I don't know. I'm with
you.
Well,
he should probably fire you for a lot of different reasons. I don't know if that one was warranted.
But isn't it kind of with Tomlin with the Steelers, they're never going to get a top pick because he's going to win 10 games and he's going to make the playoffs, but he can't win. But sitting there and saying we're just a playoff team is not good enough for the Steelers, wouldn't you want to be a team that continuously makes the playoffs?
Mike Tomlin did the Steelers a favor because the Steelers didn't have the balls to fire him. Like, Mike Tomlin is a heck of – we're talking about Pittsburgh. It's not the Dolphins. It's not Cleveland. This is not the Colts, like the Jets. They haven't won a playoff game since the 2016 season. They've lost seven straight playoff games. They've been one and done their last six times in the postseason. He's a very good coach. It's time for him to – it was time for Belichick to go in New England. It was time for Andy Reid to go in Philadelphia. He could land somewhere else, just like how John Harbaugh could land somewhere else. But the Ravens are right to move off of John Harbaugh. And Mike Tomlin was fed up with the Steelers, but the Steelers should have moved off of him probably last year, if I'm just being honest.
Guess whose time it is to go now?
Mine.
Yours. See you, Gelb.
But I'm not getting fired. I'm leaving by choice. I'm like Mike Tomlin.
See
I'm
you, Gelb. We'll
show.
Talk to you next week. Zach Gelb. Follow him
go
on
Miami,
social
baby.
Media.
Go Miami.
Follow him on social media at Zach Gelb. ZACHGELB. We'll take a break. 5 o'clock. Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I love the colonoscopy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.